I think if you look across the whole of the budget, there's very significant support there, particularly to support families and businesses right across the country and in our own county as well. Over the last 2 or 3 years under this government, we've seen unprecedented capital investment in County Donegal. As a government and cabinet minister, I will be working to ensure that that continues. And I think that this budget provides a great platform to ensure that our county continues to see very, very strong investment over the course of the next year. Of course, one of the key challenges at the moment as well is the cost of living in families and the cost of living in businesses. And the budget was designed to be sustainable in terms of the core budget, but also in terms of many of the one-off measures to support families through the coming year. So I think, for example, the energy credits that are in place, three different credits over the course of this winter at €150 in terms of people's electricity bills, as well as the double payments, for example, in relation to fuel allowance and double payments in child benefits are going to be really important. Also, the adjustments with relation to income tax to make it worthwhile people's working or time working. And also then as well, more long-term measures such as, for example, the 25% increased reduction or further reduction in terms of childcare costs and the further moves as well, for example, now to build on the introduction of free school books at primary schools last year to actually do that now, start that in secondary schools as well. I think overall it's a very strong budget. It's a budget which will deliver real significant support to families across County Donegal and indeed to businesses across Donegal. And it's one which represents this government's approach of actually providing support to people while also looking to the future in a sustainable way.
At the very least, in 18 months' time, if not 12 months' time, you'll be standing before the people of Donegal and you'll be saying, put me back into Dáil Éireann. Is this budget a platform upon which you can realistically build a campaign?
Well, I think we're not looking at 18 months. We're looking at the coming year in terms of providing support to families and to businesses. And also then we're looking to the future in terms of actually putting in place strong foundations through, for example, the long-term reserve funds, which we're putting in place in this budget as well, to be prudent in relation to making sure we maintain the progress we've seen into the future. And then listen, when it comes to the next election, the public will make their decision in relation to the performance of the government overall. But I think anyone looking at the budget we introduced yesterday and looking towards the next year and the challenges that will be there will see that the government is working very closely to support people throughout their lives and to try and do all we can to work to support public services, but also to work to support families in relation to the day-to-day pressures that they've been experiencing and to support them in that.